We're joining Edwina Brocklesby on the line. She is Britain's oldest competitor in the world's toughest sporting challenge, the Ironman Triathlon. She's completed her first Ironman. She did this at the age of 72, and she's now done 6 Ironmans, 7 triathlons, 5 duathlons, and 7 London marathons. In 2013, she set up the award-winning Silverfit charity with the aim of promoting physical activity and socialising for older people. She also now has a book out sharing her journey. It's called Iron Gran. Brilliant. Welcome to the show, Eddie.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Pleasure to be talking.
Oh, it's great to be chatting to you. Thanks very much for joining us. And congratulations. This is amazing. There was a big spread in the Mail on Sunday, and I know you're in the London now, going to be going on television. How does it feel becoming a bit of a celebrity?
Oh, gosh, yes, not my usual style at all. After 50 years of social work, it's a big, big change. But it's fun. I'm absolutely loving it. And I'm here now in the BBC reception at Broadcasting House, so I hope it doesn't get too noisy as one or two people come through the door.
Oh, yes, don't worry about it. Adds to the atmosphere. So tell me, you were a social worker for many years. You started running at the age of 50, is that right?
Yeah. Yes. I did very little before then. You know, even at university, I didn't really do much physical activity. I did some ballroom dancing and represented Nottingham University at the Twist, but that was really the limits of my physical endeavours then. My first Ironman actually wasn't 72, it was 66. So, you know, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So what inspired you to start running then?
Oh, I'd watched a friend going, doing the marathon at Nottingham University or around that area, lovely marathon race, and thought I might do a half marathon. So went back to my husband and said, you know, I was thinking of doing a half marathon. And such was my level of fitness that he said, well, you couldn't even run 3 miles into the nearby Northampton town. And I think it was that challenge probably that was the final straw for me and had me training then for about 12 weeks, sort of, you know, going slow, walking and a bit of jogging before completing the half marathon around Nottingham University sort of area.
Wonderful. So did you enjoy it straight away, the running?
Yes, I did. I think it's very sociable. And I joined a fairly small running club who were just brilliantly supportive. I think it is quite important, if possible, to sort of do some activity with other people. So, yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And that little running group were brilliantly supportive when my husband died a couple of years later. So, yes, I rate the support of a running group very strongly.
Absolutely, that's great. And so how did you go from running to Ironman? Where was the transition there?
Well, that's partly, the last thing that small running club did before they were closing, they were very small, was to actually give me the place that had been allocated to them by London Marathon as a running club. So I did my first marathon in London, which was absolutely fantastic, loved it, and then did a couple more marathons. But actually I do have quite significant problems with my knees. I don't have an anterior cruciate ligament, that X in the front of your knee, in either knee, and I've got quite bad arthritis in both knees, so I knew that my running days were limited, I think is probably the best way to put it. And that's how I came to follow my son, actually one of my older son, into doing triathlon, and really having to learn to swim. The most I could do was about, you know, a width of swimming with my head well above water, so I really had to learn to swim and do the crawl. That's how I got into triathlon, really, and I think, you know, haven't regretted it for a moment. It's been great fun.
So how often do you train for one?
To run, how often do I train?
No, for the Ironman.
Oh, for the Ironman. Oh, quite a few hours every week, probably 15 to 20 hours a week as I come up to the Ironman sort of period. Quite a lot of swimming. That's my weak point without any doubt at all still. So probably swim about 4 times a week. Sometimes I have to push myself to do quite a long swim. It's quite difficult to sort of keep your mind focused, I think, when you're swimming 3,000 metres in a pool. But I'll do it near to a race. At the moment, I settle very happily for sort of 1,500 like I did last night.
Oh, wow. And what do your friends think of what you do? Do you inspire them?
I think Possibly, but anyone, you know, can have a go. If I didn't start swimming until I was, you know, late 50s, you know, then that's something that anyone can do and enjoy doing. And the same is true of cycling. I do sometimes cycle in a group, but I love going out on my own on the bike in the countryside. It's lovely.
Yes, if you're in a beautiful area and there's lots to look at, it's a feast for the eyes, isn't it?
It's lovely. And certainly, you know, the Lanzarote Ironman, which was the first one I did, is absolutely beautiful bike ride. It's a fabulous island, and I love being there.
Great. So tell me a bit about SilverFit then, because this is all about encouraging others to get fit, isn't it?
Very much so. Not only to get fit, but to be sociable doing it, and have that opportunity to get people out of the home, you know, where they may be isolated a little as they get older. So it's a combination of, you know, we run quite a lot of sessions at the moment only in London, where people come meet up together, socialise. Then they usually do an activity of choice for an hour. So that could be Nordic walking or walking football or silver cheerleading or Bollywood fitness. I mean, we've got a variety of different options in different areas. And then absolutely essentially people come back and socialise again over a cup of tea or coffee. And I think it's that we've got quite good data and analysis of the data. It's that social factor that leads to people coming back. And what is a very high retention rate we're proving over a year to 2 years. So if we can keep older people at the average age of 67, probably 68 now, you know, active and keep them active over a couple of years, then I think we're making quite a useful contribution actually to our ageing population.
Absolutely. And that you try and offer a lot of these sessions for free, don't you?
We do, wherever we can, so that nobody couldn't, let me get my negatives right, nobody couldn't afford to come. But, you know, we do need external funding for that, and, you know, that's not always easy. So we do always keep it as cheap as we possibly can, yes. Mm-hmm. We always have, so, you know, the instructors, Pilates instructors, etc., they're always qualified and experienced instructors, because I think we need that with what is quite a vulnerable group.
Yeah. So your book then, just quickly, Iron Gran, is this a mixture of your own story and inspiring others?
It is, and I hope it will. I mean, it was very much aimed at getting people to feel that it's never too late to start. And I think so many people say to me, I wish my mum or my dad were a bit more active. So I think getting that message out there that, you know, yes, come and join us and it's never too late to start. Find a friend, ideally, that you could walk around, you know, go for a walk with, and then probably walk a little bit faster the next day or the next week. So nothing too ambitious. Everybody certainly doesn't have to be an Ironman. Let's hope it does inspire people to just get that bit more active than they have been.
Definitely. And the point is, you need to find something that's fun for you and works for you, whether it's walking or cycling or, you know, not everyone could cope with going to the gym, but people enjoy different things.
I think that's so true. There's no, this sort of fear of lycra and very slim bodies at the gym is quite a deterrent sometimes. And, you know, in the end, if you sort of offer them a fun opportunity, then they're much happier to be in sometimes. Some of our events are in gym buildings and they work well. Mm. But that initial barrier, yes, you know, let's make it as available as we can to all older people, I think would be the key. And, you know, even if there are signs of early dementia or limb problems, you know, where people are walking with walking aids, we can accommodate. And I think that's really important, that those people, you know, people with chronic illnesses, can actually benefit from some level of fitness.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a great message. We thank you ever so much for joining us this morning, Eddie. I know you're very busy and about to go on TV, so enjoy that. And if our listeners want to get a copy of your book, it is out now. It's called Iron Gran, and they can also check out SilverFit online. Eddie Brocklesby, thank you very much for joining us.
Cheers.
Thank you. Bye-bye.